This is our last week before Christmas vacation, so let's do this. It's better to call him early than late because he gets really busy towards Christmas. Jer, let's whip up that number that only this radio station has, and let's call the North Pole and talk to Santa Claus. I'm guessing
I always get so excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
Start that way.
North Pole.
Santa Claus, please.
It's old Santy speaking with you.
Hey,
Santa!
It's the Musers from the Ticket.
I know who it is. I'm omniscient. I have my magical snow globe. I can see who's calling me.
That's great.
Hey, all right, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Everyone's favorite time of year.
You bet.
Oh, I know all the kids are looking forward to waking up on Christmas Day and running downstairs to see all their presents.
You betcha.
And we're going to do our best to make that happen. We're going to really give it a shot.
Well, what do you mean, give it a shot?
You don't sound optimistic.
Well, old Santy hasn't been doing so well.
Don't start this again. We're hoping for a better year.
Have any of you guys heard of acquired immune deficiency syndrome?
Santa?
What?
I've never heard of it. I'm just looking for some information right now.
Oh,
I just
okay.
got the paperwork. So,
All right.
It's a whole deal. Insurance has only covered half. It's anyway, let's get back to Christmas.
Yeah, what about Christmas? What about me, Santa?
Let's get back to Christmas. Well, yes, George, I understand you've been a pretty good boy this year.
I've tried, yeah.
Yeah, let's take a look. Let me pull you up on my computer, see what we got going on this year. Okay, browsing history looking a little troubling.
Well, don't focus on that.
Yeah,
so much.
This is, what is Brazzers.com? What is that?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'll look into it after we're off the phone. See
okay.
What's
all right.
But yeah, I'll try to get out there and bring you that North Texas hockey sweater you've been looking for.
Yeah, boy, I'd love one of those. That'd be great.
That's if I can make it that far down south.
That should be no problem.
The reindeer team has been depleted.
What happened?
Depleted?
A couple of them are in COVID protocol right now. Their mandatory sit-out period is going to fall right during the Christmas delivery season. So.
Oh, no. I thought it was supposed to be like 10 days. That's what it is for the NFL.
And we lost Donner and Cupid in a domestic situation. I'm sure you read about that.
Lost them? That's terrible news.
Yeah, I know. I mean, everyone around here knew they were in a turbulent relationship, but most of us never thought this would happen.
Oh, gosh.
They were in a relationship together.
Yeah, it's a weird deal. They found her upstairs in the bedroom. He was found down in the utility room, but just a sad deal. But their house is
Santa.
About to go on the market. But
well, you got to press on. Right?
What's the housing market like up there?
Hey, Christmas comes every year, whether you're ready or not, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Pretty much.
And everyone wants to know how old Rudolph is doing. Old Rudolph.
Yeah, how's Rudolph doing?
All the
reindeer. Yeah.
Sadly, not too well.
No.
He's in ICU. Not a big surprise. His drinking's been out of control for years.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's actually pretty sad now in retrospect how we all praised and made a bit out of his red nose when really it was a sign of a progressive disease.
Oh, jeez.
But if he makes it through this and gets a new liver, the one he's waiting for, he promises he's going to get help. So there's positivity there.
Okay. All right. We'll take that as a win.
So.
Yeah, he'll pull through. He's Rudolph.
I don't want to see him go. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to swing by his room today to see him. You guys want me to pass on anything to him?
Well, yeah. Tell him we love him. He's the greatest.
All right. We'll do. Yeah. We'll do on that. He's a big UT fan, and of course, his Longhorns really made him hit the sauce this season.
Oh, gosh.
So you can kind of understand this problem from that perspective.
Yeah.
And all the kids are always curious about Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, what about Mrs.
They
Claus?
Love Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
Even you, George. You love
you
Mrs.
Bet.
Claus.
Yeah, send her my best.
You love Mrs. Claus along with about half the NFL players. And
what?
Yeah. Well, she's moved on, and
she's moved on.
Moved on.
Well, relationships don't last forever, kids.
Well. Santa and Mrs. Claus.
As long as we have, you face a few challenges, and sometimes the husband has some performance issues that caused the wife to turn to toys and then eventually to turn to some former athletes who were more than happy to step in and fill the void, so to speak.
Sandy, we don't need to know all of this.
Yeah.
So, Ken, someday maybe old Santy and Mrs. Claus may live under the same roof again, and maybe they'll even resume that love life, kids. But
okay, we don't have to hear about that.
Of course, Santa at that point may experience the feeling of throwing a hot dog down the hallway.
Well, I got a bingo anyway.
But yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we come.
Only
to
good
it,
thing
right?
that came out of this interview.
All right, we got some letters from people here. Everyone loves it when I read a few Christmas letters.
Wish list.
Yeah, this says, "Dear Santy, since you're omniscient, for Christmas, could you please send me your picks for the NFL playoffs? Signed, Norman Adolf Hitchkus." Wow.
We know him.
Little Normie. I think he works with the ticket, doesn't he?
Yes. He does.
That would be illegal and a violation of my Santa code to tell you the future, Norm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, once again, as you send me letters every year asking me for my football picks, I can't do it. I can't do it, Norm.
Okay.
So, just for that, Norm, since you violated this rule for 48 years running, I hereby condemn you to a life of eternity in hell.
Good night. You don't have that authority. Come on.
I do, too. Hey, George, when you're God's son, like me and Jesus are, you
Whoa.
Have that authority.
What a John Lennon-like statement that is.
Ask the kids. A lot of kids. I mean, we're bigger than Jesus today. Kids. And I get this one here. "Dear Santy, all I want for Christmas is to get over COVID. Signed, Mike M. at the Star."
We know him, too.
I think he's getting over it.
"And I hereby grant him his wish. He will be over COVID, and he will coach this team to a Super Bowl."
Whoa, wow. This year.
Santy's going to make that happen, kids.
This year?
This year, kids.
Whoa,
that's
okay.
Right. That's right. So this is breaking sports news for you.
That's big.
Yeah, now, of course, I'm looking in my snow globe, my magical snow globe right now, looking at the future, and it appears Santy will not regain function of his manhood.
All right.
Sorry.
So the scene that I'm seeing in my snow globe is Mrs. Claus. There she is on the bed. Not sure who that is with her. Looks like a lineman. Santy's in the papasan, kids.
Stop it.
You're
Stop.
In the Wait a minute. Stop You're it. In the papa's arm?
But after Christmas, let's all celebrate Christmas and think about all the pretty Christmas trees we're about to put up and all the smell of the fresh pine in the house.
Yes.
That's always nice.
Sure.
And maybe a little winter wonderland.
You betcha.
Of course, it's blowing in Dallas, I think, this morning, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's windy,
Yeah. You guys pretty much been experiencing summer for the past few days. But, but we'll get into maybe we'll have a white Christmas.
Ooh, that'd be something.
Oh, we'd love
Christmas
that.
Morning.
Yeah.
That's if Santa makes it that long. I
okay,
sure.
stop talking like that.
All right, yeah, Merry Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
There goes Santa. 8:49 on the ticket.